title of this story is Living Consistently in the Light of God's Rule. Living Consistently in the Light of God's Rule. And I want to just say something. Joey's baptism is a beginning of her journey, part of her journey, really. But it's quite near the start in many ways. But this story of Daniel actually talks about finishing well. It talks about keep going and finishing well at the end. And before I just say a couple of brief things about this story, I want to remind you of the runner, Eric Liddell, you know, from the film Chariots of Fire. Well, he won the quarter mile in the 1924 Paris Olympic Games, which he wasn't usually trained for. But he did do some training near that time, and he was interviewed because they were amazed that he had won. And the newspaper reporter asked him, you know, what's your secret? He said this: the first 200 yards I run as hard as I can. The next 100 yards, with God's help, I run even harder. But then the last straight, on the last section of the run, that is the most important part. I set my sights on the finishing line. I look neither right nor left until I break the finishing tape. If I glance even once to the left or the right, the race is lost. So what he is saying there is that it's the finishing part of the race which is key. And I don't know if you realize, but Daniel in this story is probably 90 years old. You know, it's quite false that in some of the Sunday school books that we can buy, Daniel is pictured as a young man sitting among the lions. Well, in actual fact, he was probably 90. It was about 70 years after he had gone into exile as a teenager in Daniel chapter 1. And the question is, will his testimony remain intact until the end? Because at his oldest point of his life, he's faced with probably the greatest test of his whole life. You know, when he got to 90, you know, is it fair to test a 90-year-old like this? He probably thought, I've got through all my tests. But here he is, age 90, being told, you know, if you don't pray to a man, this King Darius, you're going to end up in the lion's den. And it's really an encouragement, this story, for older Christians to finish well. I mean, Joey's baptism is wonderful. She's young. I mean, I was 21 once upon a time. But, you know, a lot of us are a lot older. And the challenge of this story is, will we be like Daniel? Will we finish well? Or will we slip up and relax towards the end of our lives and discredit our Christian testimony? Well, very quickly then, what happens in this story? Well, the first thing is there's a malicious attack, which we don't have time to read. Basically, these governors were jealous. They were jealous of Daniel because King Darius wanted to make him prime minister over the others. And on the surface, it looked like jealousy. And you see that picture of an iceberg? Well, you know, an iceberg, on an iceberg, you can only see what's on the surface, but there's a lot more underneath. So on the surface, they were jealous, but under the surface, there's this truth that the world hates believers. The world, Jesus said, the world hates you. There will always be hostility if you are walking with God. There will always be persecution for those who are godly. And then even further under the surface, we've got this being, the devil. Now, the devil was working in these men. The devil works in fallen humanity. And we are told in Scripture to be sober, to be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about. It's funny, isn't it? Like a roaring lion. And we got a story about lions here. The devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him in the faith. So the devil is behind these men, although it looks just like jealousy. And I want to just say this, as I'm sure you know, the devil is real, and he looks to discredit our testimony and our witness. And the biggest test for Daniel came when he was older, not just when he was a young man. And it's very interesting that these men were going around as a pack together. You know, it says in verse 6, which we didn't read, they went around as a group. And it keeps saying it, they went around as a group, like a pack of lions, looking to devour Daniel. It's very significant, I think, that. So, be aware, I'm really speaking to older Christians, not so much to Joey today. Be aware, the enemy will seek to discredit you. As you get older, as you become mature in your faith, you know, you think you've passed the test, you can put your feet up a bit. Well, Daniel's biggest test came when he was between 80 and 90 years old. And I don't want to talk about this gentleman who I, you know, his ministry I had a huge amount of respect for, Ravi Zacharias. But, you know, things happened in his life which have, in a way, discredited him in the eyes of many. And I think the challenge here for us older Christians is to finish the race well. And the challenge for Joey is, Joey, keep going, and be aware that the enemy will try and put pressure on you, particularly after being baptized. But it's a message for all of us. The thing about the book of Daniel is that there will always be pressure to conform to this world, pressure to conform. You remember in chapter 1, Daniel was under pressure in chapter 1 to eat the king's food. And he felt he had to be distinctive and not conform when he was young. And then we read in chapter 3 that Daniel's three friends, who were middle-aged, they were being pressured to conform and bow down to a golden statue. And then here in today's passage, we see Daniel as an old man being pressured to conform. The pressure to conform will always be upon you. But, and here's the good news, this malicious attack revealed that Daniel led a very consistent life. He was consistently faithful, wasn't he? And I just want to say, when I mean consistency, I mean, you know, he had regular habits. I mean, Daniel prayed 3 times a day. I've never managed that. I think it's good to try and be regular in your prayer life. But I would say this, even if you only manage 2 or 3 times a week to really, really engage with God, that is better than trying to do it every day and failing. I personally go for a walk about 2 or 3 times a week in the woods without a dog, so I'd probably look a bit weird. But that's my time when I really seek God, and those times are usually quite good. They're consistent, and it's better to do that than to maybe try every single day and fail. But consistency counts, however, whatever works for you in your habits. It's like training a muscle. If you train a muscle, when you come to lift something heavy, you will be stronger. Consistency is also a bit like the domino effect. If you make a decision to stand over an issue, particularly when you're younger, it will affect the rest of your life and make it easier for you to stand when you're older. But if you compromise when you're younger and don't stand, then it can be like the domino effect. One thing leads to another. Now, you've got to remember that Daniel he decided to not eat the king's meat. That stood him in good stead. Then he was faithful under the reign of Nebuchadnezzar. Then he was faithful under Belshazzar, who rejected him for 20 years. There was another king called Belshazzar, who rejected him for 20 years. He sidelined Daniel, but Daniel stayed faithful. And all these things had a domino effect, so that when it came to the age of 90, facing the lions, Daniel could stand. There's a picture of the trenches there, men in the trenches. Just quickly, the reason I put that there is because consistency means that you're ready. If you can build habits into your life, and if you've gone away from habits, come back to them. Habits of prayer, habits of Bible reading. It will make you ready for when the attack comes. It's like being in the trenches. You know, if you get attacked, if you're in the trenches, you need your bullets ready. If you're not leading consistent devotions, or you're not letting your faith affect every area of your life, then it's like being in the trenches and having to make bullets as the enemy's attacking. You're trying to make the bullets, or you're trying to make the artillery shells, and you're going to get killed doing it. You've got to build in consistent habits. Okay. Moving on very quickly. You have to see Daniel's response was very undramatic, wasn't it? In verse 10, you know, verse 10 is the most critical verse in this chapter. Verse 10, it says this: when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room with the windows open towards Jerusalem three times a day, got down on his knees and prayed. Let's just look at the verse. There it is. There's the verse. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he had done before. Nothing dramatic there. Nothing dramatic at all. And yet it's the most important verse in that passage. So what can this tell us? It just tells us this, that actually, sometimes the best thing you can do is just keep doing what you're already doing. If you've built a habit of prayer, just keep up that habit of prayer. Sometimes the most amazing thing you can do is not dramatic at all. You know, Daniel didn't run into the king and tell him, I'm not going to do what you're telling me. He just carried on. And I feel the Lord wants to encourage you all. Just keep doing your habits, your devotions. Keep being consistent. That is all Daniel did. It wasn't dramatic. And then the other thing Daniel did was, from verses 17 down to 24, he basically simply trusted in God. He wasn't intimidated by the threat. He trusted in God. And I want to just say this. We're nearly finished. God will always deliver you. He will always rescue you. But it may not be in the way you think. One way God may help you is give you grace. He may give you grace in a very difficult situation. The situation may not change particularly, but I can promise you this. God will give you sufficient grace for whatever situation or struggle you are in. And at other times, he will deliver you completely. And sometimes you have to wait for that. But can I say, you are guaranteed to be safe and secure in the hands of God who rules. Those verses from the psalm on the left there talk about God surrounding us with shouts of deliverance. And Paul writes that the Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. And all I want to say is this: how God chooses to deliver you is up to him. He might just give you grace and strength. He might completely set you free from the problem, you know, like he did with Daniel. He got him out of the lion's den completely unharmed. No lions ate him for dinner. Or if Daniel had died, God would have still delivered him, because God promises to deliver us from eternal death into eternal life through the gospel. And even if you die for the sake of the gospel, you're still delivered. You're still free. Corrie Ten Boom escaped the concentration camps. She was a great Dutch Christian in World War II. But her sister died in the camp. But her sister said, by the end of the year, we will both be free. One went free physically, the other went free into heaven. So the Lord will always deliver you. And my last couple of slides. You've got to see this. If you will only plod on courageously, if you will only do your consistent habits and be consistently faithful, that's all God is saying today. Stay faithful, keep going, keep plodding on. If you do that, God will advance his kingdom through you. It may not be dramatic, but he will advance his kingdom. And look what happens with Daniel. All Daniel did was carry on doing his habits, being consistent. That's all he did. And three things happened. First of all, this king who made a decree that everyone should pray to him changes his decree and says on the left there, his decree says, I decree in every part of my kingdom, you've got to fear and reverence the God of Daniel. It's a wonderful change, isn't it, in a king? And this pagan king, later on, he says things like, God is the living God. His kingdom will not be destroyed. He rescues and he saves. And this pagan king says, he has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. And this pagan king has become like a psalmist. He's almost saying a psalm. It's amazing. You know, Darius was actually he was kind of converted just by Daniel carrying on doing what he always did. That's the message today. Just keep doing what you're doing faithfully to the Lord, and God will advance his kingdom through you. This king, pagan king, had a kind of a conversion to the God of Israel. And finally, many scholars think that when Daniel was delivered from the lions, it led to the end of the exile. When Darius made that decree, saying, I decree everyone must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, people think they all went back from the exile after that point. It led to the end of the exile. How did the exile finish? By someone just carrying on doing what they always did, just being consistently faithful. It led to the end of the exile. Amazing what God can do if you will just be faithful. And finally, I want to just say this. These events are true. They're not made up fairy stories. There were real lions who really did eat people. And this is a true story. And also I want to say these true events point towards Jesus. Because you know, in the Gospels, there was a man called Pontius Pilate that tried to let an innocent man go free, Jesus. And in this story, Darius is trying to let Daniel off the hook. And in the Gospels, Jesus faces death on the cross. And in this story, Daniel faces death with the lions. And in the Gospels, Jesus walks out of the tomb completely unscathed. You know, he defeats death, doesn't he? He comes back from the dead unharmed. And in this story, Daniel comes out of a tomb or a cave unharmed. It's a picture of Christ going into the tomb and coming out. And in the morning, Darius runs to the tomb early. Is Daniel okay? And in the Gospels, women run to the tomb first thing in the morning to meet the risen Christ. This is a true story. It's not a fairy tale, and it points to Jesus in the Gospels. My last slide. I just want to finish by saying this. Daniel, yeah, he's a great believer, but he's just an example to us of someone who trusted in the God who rules, someone who was faithful. And the real hero of this story is God. God is the hero. And I just want to finish by telling you this. Why did Daniel do all this stuff? Why did he trust God? Why was he faithful? I'll tell you why. Because God was his hero. God is the hero of the story. God was Daniel's hero. And God wants to be your hero too. All right? So amen. Keep going. Be consistent. Be faithful in what the Lord has told you to do.